Swamp, we got our August program started.
August, yes. Got many things we're going to do in this show, I think.
Tell us a little bit about it real quick.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, you know what? August is always a time for festivals, fairs, all those kind of things. That's a little bit of a theme of this show, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Along with other things we're going to do, regular homegrown music. We'll slip some things in.
Well, this first song's homegrown, but it happened at a festival, right?
It happened at a festival many years ago, 2008, actually, on August 15th to 17th. This happened in Pennsylvania. A friend of ours, we talked about last month, Swamp Daddy's opened for Head East in 2017, I think it was. And you said, we ought to play a Swamp Daddy. And I didn't have anything with me. And unfortunately, I have something with me on this show. And
that's fortunately or unfortunately.
We'll see what the readers or what the listeners have to say.
We'll leave that up to
But anyway, the Swamp Daddies were invited to play a festival. A friend of ours had connections, and we went out 3 years. This festival had new writer of the Purple Sage, were kind of the headliners. They'd been around for a few years, kind of country rock thing. There's a few other people. And kind of tied in with Grateful Dead, a lot of those kind of bands like that. But it was called a Bear's Picnic, and it was in Laurelton, Pennsylvania, kind of about the middle of the state in Pennsylvania. Very nice area there. So.
This was a traveling gig.
So, yeah, we went on the road, and here's how being a part-time musician works. I think we took three vehicles out. I know one time we did, and everybody took a turn putting gas in them. And I remember coming back, I thought, it was my turn to put the gas in. There went my profit margin right there. So that's the...
All that money.
Right. But anyway, we had a good time though, anyway. So this is from...
Up in smoke.
It's coming out of the tailpipe, basically.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a song that the Swamp Daddies put together. And let me say something about them right off the bat. That was Dale Hanneberger singing lead and rhythm guitar. Goose Miller, was at the Globe Show here, playing bass. And Tim Zubal playing keyboard. And from around Mount Olive up around Litchfield was Denny Gaddis playing drums. And myself playing lead guitar and doing some vocal harmonies. And I think most WGL listeners will recognize this tune, which is Big River, but we do a little bit different than Johnny does, so.
And I talk the weeping willow howl, cry, cry, cry. Show the clouds how to cover a painted blue sky. Tears are crying for that woman, don't love you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here till I die. St. Louis, later on down the river. Fred has said she's been there, but she's gone, boy, gone. I follow the trail of Memphis, she just walked up the blow. Raised a few eyebrows, went on down low. And I told the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Showed the clouds how to cover up that clear blue sky. Tears are crying for that warm and golden buggy Big River. I'm gonna sit right here till I die. Thank you.
cry. Short clouds are a couple of the clear blue sky. Tears are cried for that woman gone, blood you the river. And I'm gonna sit right here till I die. Won't you vanish by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Go on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I had enough of your blues down in the gold. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Show clouds out of cover of that clear blue sky. Tears are crying for that woman gone. But you, Big River, I'm gonna sit right here. Well, I'm gonna sit right here. I'm gonna sit right here till I die.
Ooh, Swamp.
And the crowd went crazy.
Big River, I bet they did.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever kind of crowd was there at that point, we opened the whole festival. We got 2 hours to open it on a Friday night. So it was kind of an honor there, but probably by Sunday everybody forgot about us. I don't know.
Well, who knows? You know, memories are short in the old days.
Anyway, yeah. So
way back in the early 2000s.
What do you call them? Yeah, 2000s.
What do you call it? Aught 8.
The aughts. Yeah, it was aught 8.
Back in the aughts.
Yep. Not
1908. No, not those aughts. No. I remember people talking about those aughts when I was a kid, and I thought, wow, that had to be the Stone Age.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now we got some aughts to talk about
ourselves. We got our own aughts.
Our own aughts.
Hey, you know, John, speaking of festivals, there was a little get-together 50 years ago. 2 days later, I had a birthday, and then turned 15, actually. So, this thing we're talking about, though, is Woodstock. You know, it was the original Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Yep. Happened on August 15th. Like I say, Vietnam was kind of the background for all this.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the other little festival. And they're having trouble. I guess, you know, it didn't happen this year, or this time was the 50th anniversary. Just didn't happen, which the original one kind of had problems, I think, too. And they got relocated a time or two. And you know, the thing it is, you got, you know, 500,000 people that want to come to your place. Not everybody wants 500,000 people. Long County would be all right. I should have talked to them, I guess. But
we have very efficient facilities here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we could do that, sure. We've had a few festivals. The Agape Festival used to be here.
Yes.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
2 years
yes.
back.
And
brought a few people
big
in.
Big crowds,
yeah,
yes.
Threw some people in. So yeah. We've had a few. But anyway, this was Woodstock, and the idea here is, John, I like to thread into our regular program, just play a few tunes of people who were there, who were very good, who weren't in the movie. And usually when you see the movie, that's what I think of, because that's all you had. And I remember being a kid and thinking, saw Jerry Garcia in this movie. I thought, what's he doing there? Is he just like music? And no, the Grateful Dead played there, but you didn't know that because they didn't show up in the film. And Janis Joplin was there, the list goes on and on. The band were there. And I was going to say, I think we're going to do a cut by the band. And when I was thinking about this, we could do a little who's on first thing, which we won't do. But I could say, hey, you know who this is, John? And you say, yeah, I don't. I'll say the band, then you say, yeah, that's what I want to know, the band. Who's the band? I want to know what the name now. It's the band.
It's who's all?
Well, who's the band? No,
who's the band?
It's not the who, but it's not the who.
Who opened for the band?
the band were there. Like I say, the John Fogerty or Creedence Clearwater, they were there, and you just never hear just some certain bands you just don't.
Yeah.
And you hear about all the ones. Jimi Hendrix was the headliner, which you obviously.
Yeah. Well,
hear
if they put everybody on it, it would have been a 3-day movie.
Yeah.
And,
no, you're. Yeah, you know. That's a good point where you can't get everybody on there. But somebody made decisions anyway. So I thought we'd play a few things throughout the show here.
Okay.
Tonight and some of the bands you didn't hear. So,
who's up first?
The band.
The band. All right.
Here, yeah, ask me who this.
You ready? You
shook my hand, and know it was all more than there ain't nothing that you can see. It's just gonna look at Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Italy? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep the Santa Lee company? Followed me and he caught me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you just take that my dog.
What did you say?
I said, wait a minute, Chester. No, I'm a peaceful man.
Yeah, me too.
He said, that's okay, boy. Won't you be Chester whenever you can?
I want you to take a load off Fanny. Take a load off Benny.
And
you put the load right on old man on me.
Get your cannonball now to take me down. Sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone. I want you to take a load off Fanny, take a load for free.
Band. That was the band. Playing a little shindig called Woodstock back in 69.
Yeah.
You asked me when we're off the air here if anybody's alive from that band. They lost three of the members, three of the lead singers, basically. And there was a guy named Robbie Robertson who supposedly wrote all these tunes pretty much. He's still alive. They had a keyboard player named Garth Hudson who's still alive. But neither one of them doing too much at this point. So, the three people who passed away actually played Woodstock 94. So they did do Woodstock 94 in 1994, which is the 25th anniversary. So three of them regrouped for that.
Here's a guy the last time I think I saw him, and maybe you were there too, was out at the Dutch Mill.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, last time I saw him.
This Kerry Miller, he was out there with his guitar singing, and man, he has got a voice. And he has done, they've done some production with his band here and some really nice stuff. This is about the fifth tune on here, and it's a description of a guy riding through the country, and it's a lot of country like you and I used to see him every day as we ride along, because he's definitely from right around here. Does a lot of gigs over in Fayette County and Bond County also. This is Kerry Miller from the Kerry Miller Band. Here we go. Kerry Miller. Cool.
Dusty road, next to an old rusted fence, next to that hay field, that caramel sunset, across that old creek, by that old tree, down that old deer trail to Houston, you and me, and it takes me. Back wanted you to have nothing to me. I kept the pressure on, kept going strong till I finally made them see.
Swamp,
hey,
Terry Miller,
yeah,
local boy that's singing good.
He's out there trying to make
band
it so
cranked up.
Yeah. It's like a really good, nice production on that one.
Absolutely.
So, hey, you know, John, I went to the Madison County Fair. I think it's either 81 or 2, and I actually got in the fiddle contest, and I thought, well, maybe there won't be as many people show up for the fiddle contest. I never usually do that sort of thing, and I got in the contest, and towards the end of the show, there was a young fiddler who showed up and just, wow, never heard anything quite like it. And I'd like to play you a little bit here, and we'll keep it a little mystery till the tune is over and see if anybody knows who this is.
Who is this?
We'll find out when we'll play a little bit. And
maybe
then
the listeners will be hollering at the radio. We know who that is. Because we're going to have to listen first before we can come up with the correct answer there.
Right. So,
want to just do cut one off of this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope this one goes to you.
Here we go. Here's the surprise fiddler at the
Madison County
Fair.
Over in Highland,
Illinois. Right. And this was
either 81 or 2 along in there.
81 or 2
along there.
Here we go. Thank you. Whoa, you were impressed, weren't you, when you heard that? Yeah.
You got that right. That's none other than Alice Krauss. And that's not from the Madison County Fair. She was still 11 years old when she was in the contest at the Madison County Fair.
But her brother was playing that bass
in
there. Yeah,
and this recording we did a couple years later when she's the old age of 14.
Whoa, and she really got old.
Yeah, she's really getting pretty decrepit at that point. That kind of gives you the idea of her contest kind of style that she
Won
contests all over the country with. And her brother played upright bass. Her mother played a long neck plectrum banjo when they go out. And then just got the point, kind of a little family thing. And then after a while, they met other people that play guitars like me. And so the recording you heard, that was Allison and Victor was his name, playing bass. And I play guitar back up on him. So those albums are getting kind of rare as hen's teeth, as they say. So if you find one, they're worth a little bit of money. So,
really?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I've got a couple.
Something to look for in the basement somewhere.
Yeah, make sure that didn't get water damage. But yeah, she was killing people at the festivals. You know, she's right on the cusp of being 12, I think, at this point. So, but she did the contest thing for a while, and then pretty much won everything around here. So she kind of dropped out and let other people have a go. So, she was an Illinois state champ actually once upon a time too. So, but anyway, yeah. So that was the Madison County. Well, that's not the Madison County Fair, but. First place I ever saw her was, then I got to know some other people that knew her, and we played for a couple of years together. And
she's still going strong.
She's still going, doing pretty well, I think, for herself. So
down in Nashville,
down in Nashville. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
She was a Champaign native, and she's still living in Champaign when we did this recording. The recording was done in Flora, Illinois, a place called Crusade Studios. So a place that Jim Hoyle's frequented. This album, we're not playing Jim today, but Jim Hoyle's a well-known local fiddler, and he'd do a fiddle album every few years, and said, hey, this young girl can play fiddle pretty good, Jim, and bring her along, so.
Yeah.
That's what happened there. So.
Impressed Jim, probably, too.
Pretty much. It was not quite his cup of tea, but, you know, you can just tell when somebody's good.
And, yeah.
You know, she's good.
Yes, sir. All right.
Anyway, that was Allison.
Well, Swampus, next guy is, he was... Actually, here in Bond County.
In Bond County.
And I remember it very well. It had to be 85, maybe 85. Maybe 84. Okay. I mean, we were here, and yes, sir.
Okay. That was a big deal.
WGEL was on the air 35 years ago.
Okay.
Coming up this next year, 35 years.
Yep. Quite a deal. Yeah, I went out there. We were talking about Merle Haggard, and Merle stopped in. I think it was like a Thursday night or... Kind of got off night. I think he was probably going someplace else,
or between other spots.
Going here or there and stopped in. And I remember that was kind of a little quasi rainy night.
Yes, it was.
You remember that, John? Mm. And I was looking through the fence. I didn't pay to go. I was part of the problem. I'm coming clean here.
they call it the knot hole gang.
Yeah, the knot hole gang. My wife was there with me too, so we were looking through the knot hole. But anyway, Merle stopped in, and here's what we got.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, tonight in the Civic Center, I'd like to introduce to you a man that has dedicated his life to country music and has written most of his life into the songs that he sings. Make welcome, if you will, from Bakersfield, California, the one and only Merle Haggard and his Strangers.
Thank you. Thank you, Carlton. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young'un's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. It leaves only me to blame, goes Mama tried. Here it comes! Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. It leaves only me to blame, goes Mama tried. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Swamp, you recognize a little crackling in that. That was because that came right off. You haven't heard that on the radio a while. That, we don't often do straight vinyl, but that was straight vinyl.
Yep, straight vinyl. You get a few little pops and hisses, but...
Still great quality music, like I'm telling you, right off that vinyl.
For sure. That was recorded live in Muskogee, Oklahoma, of all places, of course.
Yeah.
So this is not the Bon County Fair.
No, it was raining that night, so it's kind of rainy. The recorders may not have been rolling that
night. Yeah, they might not want to. No, the rumor was that Merle Haggard might stop in for a drink at the Southern Edge. They had a little bar there on the thing. And Joe Rentsch is the person who told me the story. He was out there at the Southern Edge. And so the rumor is, hey, maybe Merle might pop in here. You know, who knows? So there's a fellow around town, he's still here, named Merle Schmellinger, who popped in the Southern Edge that night, and somebody turned around and said, "It's Merle." And everybody turned around and at Merle Schmellinger and said, "Wow, that's the most attention Merle I got in quite a while." You know, so Joe says true story, so, but everybody's thinking of Haggard, but he had that Haggard fever there, I guess. So here's Merle Schmellinger. So.
There are no truer stories than a true story.
Yeah, so that's how Joe told it to me. So anyway, thought it was a good one. So, but Merle did not come to the Southern Edge. So I think he got back in the bus and had it on. Probably.
The bus probably had its own Southern Edge, right?
Maybe so. Yeah, probably so.
Somewhere under a seat.
Yep, there you go. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's the deal on that one. So I think that's going to wrap up our, we still got a couple of Woodstock tunes coming up, but we talked about the Charlie Holmes family popped in the Bon County Fair. Fred Baumberger was instrumental in getting me here in the early 2000s. Or we had a CD that didn't want to cooperate, so maybe we can do something next time.
We'll find a Charlie Holmes.
Maybe we can do
some Charlie Holmes music.
Very good family band.
September program. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try it again, maybe.
Yes, it was a great. That was a great. I mean, there were some musicians in that group. Swamp, sure. Didn't get a chance to do any, well, we did do a little bluegrass
Allison
which could sure be termed that, but this be a good, how about a bluegrass break here?
Yeah, sounds good. I always love bluegrass, good bluegrass. There's a little tie with Allison. These guys were from the Champaign area themselves back, and they grew up there in the 50s and were still around the 60s. Actually, we're talking about the Bray Brothers, who had the fancy moniker of the Bluegrass Gentlemen.
Bluegrass Gentlemen.
Yeah,
not just gents, but gentlemen.
Gentlemen, yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, Bluegrass Gentlemen. So. And I think they probably were. But they had one brother who was still alive and in the area back in the 80s when I got to know Allison. He played bass. One of them died fairly early in 1970. He was the mandolin player. Usually sang the lead. His name was Nate Bray, and then they had a brother who played banjo. He went out to Washington State, I think. They had ties, local ties. They had a cousin named Stella Elam who lived in Brownstown. Lyle Mayfield was a big fan of her. She was an old-time fiddler, and just one of those musical families. Everybody played something, and everybody's cousin played guitar, fiddle, or something or other. So, but these guys did one album for the Liberty label back in the 60s, and they thought it was going to be their ticket to stardom, which it wasn't, but still a good band. My theory, and this was the Dillards, came along about the same time, I think Dillard's, well, that was enough bluegrass for most people at that point, I think, maybe. And the Dillard's got well known off the Andy Griffith Show, of course, you know. So the Braves were a great, great band, but it's never quite got that national recognition anyway. But
this first tune, I think it was it one of theirs or another?
You know, I'm not even
sure. Standard bluegrass.
It's not really standard bluegrass, but I don't really know the origin of it. It's interesting.
It's kind of a tour of Asian part of the world.
Right.
Almost everybody gets a spotlight in this one.
Right. Yeah. I think the person's an unwilling victim of the tour, though. I think. It's called,
yeah, it wasn't exactly voluntarism. Yes. Okay.
Called Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Yeah. You get to see the world, but not necessarily. If you want to or not, you're going to see it anyway.
you got to see it all. Here we go.
There you go, Shanghai.
I feel Shanghai. No, the whole program was just Shanghai. But that was good stuff.
That's a term you probably don't know. There's probably a lot of young people don't know what that means.
Shanghai. Nah, everybody knows what Shanghai means.
I think it used to be they'd knock sailors on the head.
That's right. Or
get them drunk. Or
pour a little something in their drink, like a Mickey Finn. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the big festival 50 years ago.
Yeah, the big one, which I guess you could say kind of the mother of all festivals. They had some other festivals after this that were supposedly bigger. I think the original Woodstock was 500,000, they thought. They did one at the Isle of Wight in around England that had maybe 600,000, I think. You know, after a certain point, it just gets, whatever.
It took the whole aisle, didn't
it? Yeah, I think it was. I think it did. And a lot of the same people played there. Then I think there was a place called Watkins Glen they did in the 70s that was pretty massive thing. There was some of the early ones, but we're back to Woodstock. Here's another guy who's no longer with us now, but was a big star in his day, and it's none other than Johnny Winter, who was an albino, but he played the blues. And I tell you what, listen to this guitar. It's just some of the best guitar you're ever going to hear from anybody, and it's called Meantown Blues. We'll be right back.
Ooh, Swamp. He'd make all the other guitar players jealous.
Oh, buddy, I tell you what, man. He came along. He's a Texas boy.
Texas boy.
Yeah, man, he could play the blues, I tell you that.
Wow.
That's a song that he wrote called Meantown Blues, actually. Mm. So he was quite something. He, like I say, he passed away a couple years ago, but it's another artist I had no idea. He was at Woodstock, but he was there and did his whole set, I think, too, probably.
Oh, those licks and riffs and all that good stuff in the
pretty
middle
cool.
there.
Pretty cool, man.
Whoa.
Yep. He was one of my guitar heroes. Still is.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a young guy here that, speaking of blues guys, Randy Hamill, our old buddy Randy, Ramblin' Randy, he came across this guy who's only 30 years old. He's still with us. He's a blues man himself, young white guy, and playing the blues, and he sings, and he writes all his songs, and like I say, Randy kind of discovered him, and he's got an album called Lonely Heart, and his name is Joey Odom. He's in a wheelchair as he plays, but you wouldn't know it from hearing the music. And Randy goes to see him. Some he plays in Southern Illinois. I think he's living in Carbondale right now, and he plays around the Southern Illinois region. And so anyway, this one called Lonely Heart.
Well, when Randy gets back in town, we're going to have to have him take us to wherever this young man performs again. I've been looking forward to hearing this guy because Randy talks about him quite a bit. And Randy knows his music.
He does. He sure does.
A dope row player and a half.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
We miss him when he's not around, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of Randy's discovery. Joey Odom and Lonely Heart.
Lonely Hearts. Here we go.
Thank you. hold me tight. I need your lips to kiss me goodnight. I need your love to heal this lonely heart of mine.
Tell us what that young man's name was again.
Yeah, Joey Odum, O-D-U-M. And our buddy Randy said he plays a lot down in Southern Illinois, and he lives in Carbondale right now, I think. And so I think he's playing all the time. He's got a band with him there, and we won't go into all the players, but he's playing lead guitar. He writes all the songs and sings everything, so quite an accomplishment. And plays in a wheelchair, but I tell you what, doesn't hold him back, so wish him a lot of luck. He's...
All right. We've got somebody here on the old
turntable
again.
On the old
turntable.
Yeah. Here's one of my favorites, and there's a little bit of link here with John Hartford. And here's a song called Long Hot Summer Days, which I thought was kind of appropriate. He, we talked about this some time ago. I was going to say years ago, but in shows past.
Shows past.
Shows past that he was went to Champaign for a while, and he had a radio show in Clinton, Illinois. And, was a disc jockey up there in the early 60s. He played around the area quite a bit. I've seen him in Edwardsville before, but this one, I like it. There's a form of music called a sea shanty that they call them, which is basically sailor sing at sea and have something to do and pass the time, and you've all heard sea shanties. This
probably
is like
have, if you didn't know it.
If you didn't know it, you probably heard a sea shanty. You know, okay. Like, blow the man down, that kind of thing.
Sort of out of a Popeye area.
yeah, that kind of thing. Things are different back then. You had to entertain yourself a little bit on the boats. But I always call this a river shanty, so see what you think. This is about the Illinois River up there in
Okay, I think we got this queued up on the album here.
Up some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tied off of them jolly and leaving lines on them long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, no boat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Sitting by her window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Thank you. for supper. Today it'll be chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, no boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Beardstown, when we come down yesterday, I'm gonna get off down at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Get a half a day off with pay. Old boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old boat making up barges on a long hot summer day.
Whoa, swamp, hey.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's a trip down the Illinois River. Yeah, I'll take one of those any day. Yeah,
yeah. He mentions a few different spots, Beardstown, and he talks about peeking in there a little bit.
So, yeah, you got to talk about peeking. Yeah. You're going to talk about the Illinois River.
Yeah, for sure, yeah, right up in there, yeah. So, one of my favorite Hartford tunes there. So, again, we were talking about off the air here, one of my favorite performers, he just went out with a fiddle, a guitar, and a banjo, and everybody's entertained. So here's a song I like, the next one, which kind of ties in with summer. We might call this a public service announcement from John Hartford. It's called Don't Leave Your Records in the Sun.
I know that song from somewhere.
Yeah, you've heard that before, haven't you?
Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No. Thank you.
And that's what happens there you go. When you leave your records in the sun.
That can happen, so...
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Where did that...
I don't know. I had no idea where you heard that before.
Slightly different version.
Yeah, yeah.
But just as good.
Oh, okay, thank you. I play this with the nursing home. We go out there every couple of weeks. And
that's very touching. All right, Swamp.
Hey, had a good time, John.
You bet.
See you by next time.
See ya.
Hopefully.
Bye.